Standing next to a sack of West African music CDs, Ricardo Alumbu watched the steady flow of commuters hurrying into the grimy station at Sevran, a 20-minute ride from downtown Paris. Yellow leaves floated through the warm air, softening the edges of the town's cheerless housing projects, where small groups of residents, most of them Africans, gather outside to chat. Alumbu took a break from trying to sell his CDs to talk to a reporter about what's changed in Sevran a year after the riots. The answer, according to Alumbu, a native Congolese, is not very much.
Personnellement, après les émeutes, je crois un mois ou deux, trois mois.
There's no security in Sevran, Alumbu says. For a few weeks after the riots, things calmed down. But then the police left, and the youth started causing trouble again. On Friday, residents of the nearby suburb of Clichy-sous-Bois staged a silent march commemorating the anniversary of the deaths of two African youths who were reportedly fleeing police and were accidentally electrocuted while hiding in a power station. Their deaths unleashed 3 weeks of rioting across France. Roving gangs of youths burned thousands of cars, hundreds of buildings, and clashed nightly with police. Now there are signs the violence is returning. Youngsters set several buses on fire around the Paris suburbs this week after forcing passengers out, in one case at gunpoint. Other gangs attacked police with tear gas, sticks, and rocks. The French government has dispatched hundreds of riot police to the suburbs to prevent more unrest in the coming days. And French Prime Minister Dominique de Villepin has vowed to crack down on those who carried out the bus attacks.
C'était assez agréable pour moi. Bon, là maintenant tout est fermé parce que, comment dire, les assureurs et puis les services de police.
As he showed a reporter around Sevran, Deputy Mayor Lakhdar Femami pointed out some of the targets of last year's violence, including an historic building that was set on fire. He predicted more unrest to come.
Tout à fait. Moi, je suis totalement convaincu.
I'm totally convinced of it for three reasons, Femami says. It's the end of Ramadan, it's the anniversary of last year's riots, and it's school vacation. There are palpable tensions, and there are already signs of unrest. Earlier this week, Sevran youngsters clashed with those from a neighboring town. Located 16 kilometers northeast of central Paris, Sevran possesses all the combustible elements that exploded last year. Roughly a third of its 47,000 residents are immigrants, mostly first and second generation Arabs and Africans. Unemployment is high, soaring to 35% in some places, more than three times the national average. And Sevran has no lack of angry youngsters.
Sont tous français, de papier. On y regarde la loi française, mais dans leur cœur et dans leur esprit.
They are French, Femami says, but they have one foot in their family's country and one foot in France. They're not loved in France, and they're envied in their family's country, so they're rejected by both. After last year's rioting, the French government vowed to address what were considered to be the root causes: unemployment, discrimination, and poverty in these working-class, mainly immigrant neighborhoods.
Notre objectif, c'est de permettre aux jeunes de nouer des relations avec le monde du travail tout au long de leurs études.
And during a press conference Thursday, Prime Minister de Villepin announced new programs to give youngsters greater access to higher education. But critics, like sociologist Michel Viviorca, say French politicians have not done enough.
They don't want really to put money in the French support. They don't want to help all these associations with social workers that are working in these suburbs and helping the people. On the left, the opposition is not very strong and not very interested in dealing seriously with this issue.
Femami, the Sevran politician, agrees. He says the town is still waiting for government reimbursement for the damage caused by last year's riots. And he says Sevran has yet to receive a promised increase in funding for social programs. But with presidential elections only 6 months away, few in the volatile Paris suburbs are expecting bold new programs or reforms anytime soon. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Sevran, France.